Friday, August 4th, Pinelow, 2017, morning service.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for being with us. We thank you for that we can be here today. Father, that you've given us the health and strength to be here, even though there are many needs, dear Father. We know that you are there and that you are our God, you are our comforter. Dear Heavenly Father, we just ask that you will bless this service and meet the needs again today as you always do. Just bless each one now in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like to sing the chorus, "Bless the Lord, O My Soul." Hazel, would you come and play? Praise God. If anyone feels the urge to come and help me with singing, feel free to do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Fast enough for me. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and get that message within our hearts. You know, we praise does us is for us to get us in a position that God can speak to us. So let's sing it again and make sure that we feel the vibrations of that song. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. Sing that song, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. I think it's in this book here somewhere. It's on page 26 in the back. I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Here's another song my wife doesn't know. Can you believe that? There's another one, though, and it's on page 96 here, and it is I Will Sing of My Redeemer. Page 96 of the Red Book. I will sing of my Redeemer and His wondrous love to me. I will sing of my Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sing it again. red book if you want to look it up.
Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already found His grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me, His word my home secures, His will.
Let's sing the first verse again.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Great is the Lord. 112. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay. Yeah. To God be the glory. Great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life in atonement for sin and opened the life gates that all may go in. Praise the Lord.
To God be the glory.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise.
These things are no longer afar off, or things seen, as it were, in the distance. But I have brought thee to an hour and the place where thou shalt rise up and possess those things that have been set before thee and promised unto thee. Thou shalt walk through the land that I have given thee, saith the Lord. Thou shalt be possessors of these things and inheritors of my kingdom, saith the Lord. The enemy of thy soul shall not prevail against thee, for I have conquered and I have overcome, and my people shall walk the overcoming walk because I have gone before, saith the Lord. I have prepared thee and equipped thee, saith the Lord. And I have given unto thee this for thine inheritance, that my people may possess these things. Only set thine eyes upon me, saith the Lord. Let thine eyes be upon the Lord. Hear my voice and walk and move as one under my command. For this is my body and I am the head, saith the Lord. And I direct it whithersoever I will. And it obeys my command and walks according to my word. And in that place and under that authority, it shall not and it cannot be overcome. For they walk in a place where my authority has already overcome. And all that lies before shall submit to my word, saith the Lord, until thou hast taken possession of all of the fullness that has been given unto thee. Look thou not back, and neither look thou from place to place, but set thine eyes upon me, saith the Lord, and let thine ears be in tune with my word, and walk at my command. For I have set my house in order for this very hour, and it shall arise and stand, even according to the words of the prophet. It shall stand an exceeding great army, and it shall go in, and it shall possess, and it shall not be overcome. Be thou faithful, and be thou strong. Put thou on the armor of the Lord. Take in thine hands the weapon of thy warfare, and go in and possess the land. Walk as one, saith the Lord. Walk in unity. Walk as I lead thee, saith the Lord, and thou shalt not fail to take possession.
Yes, hallelujah.
Not the temple of the Holy Ghost? And did you not before me stand and say, to be like Jesus, all I ask is to be like Him? You have all things that pertain unto life and godliness. You have all that you need to enter in. For I am with you, and I will never leave you or forsake you. But you must be like my son, who didn't speak until I told him, or didn't do until I indicated. He had complete trust in me, for he was of me and in communion with me. And I ask that you will trust me, and you will give yourself wholly to me. For is anything too hard for me? Am I not able to shake out of your life the things that must come out? Are you not able to trust me, saith the Lord? If you will just commune with me, shall not faith, my gift of faith to you, lift you up so that you can trust me with all your heart and soul and might, saith the Lord your God?
You are being changed, saith the Lord. Let the change happen, saith the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Let the cry of your heart be, make me more like Jesus. For I will make you, saith the Lord, in his image I will test you. But I will remove from your life all things that are not of Christ. I will remove from your relationships all things that are not of Christ. I will remove from the church all things that are not of Christ. By the washing of water, by the word, you can trust me. You can trust my word, for it will come to pass, saith the Lord. Do not be anxious, saith the Lord. Do not be frustrated, saith the Lord. But bring all of your concerns unto me in prayer and supplication. I hear the cry of my children. More than a natural father hears the cry of his children, I hear your cry. I hear the cry for your relationships. I hear the cry for your work, saith the Lord. I hear your cry for your every deed, saith the Lord. And I will act, saith the Lord. You can trust me, saith the Lord. Have faith in me, for there is no father like I am your father, saith the Lord.
You look around about and see the need in the body, the needs in different members. Yea, and I hear thy cry, and you see those that are struggling to get up that cliff, that are falling. And yea, I see them too, and did I not say that you are my hand extended? Yea, as thou dost bring thy gift and thy ministry and submit it unto me in my very throne room, I shall work through thee. I shall bring them up. I shall rescue those that are out there that need a hand up. They shall be lifted up, and you shall rejoice with them, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yea, fear thou not, my little ones,
for
behold, thy God is with thee. Fear thou not what the path that is ahead of thee, saith the Lord. For yea, I am right beside you, saith the Lord. Yea, I am holding your hand, saith the Lord. Yea, I am with you every step of the way, saith the Lord. And yea, fear not your weakness, saith the Lord. For the weaker you are, the stronger I am, saith the Lord. Yea, just acknowledge your weakness before me. Yea, say to me that you can't do it without me. Because when you acknowledge that, saith the Lord, yea, I am thy strength and I am thy help. And I will be with you every step of the way, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Your very present help in time of trouble. You fear brokenness. Don't fear brokenness. Bring your brokenness to me. I will renew. I will turn the bad brokenness into good brokenness. The love will seep into your heart and the broken places and go deeper there. And you will be able to reach out to others in their brokenness. And this is my will for you, that you would reach out to one another as a body, that you would love each other through your brokenness and heal one another through my love for you, through my love for one another.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah.
And all that is therein. Have I in any way diminished, says the Lord? Has my power in any way waned? Can I not accomplish the things that I have set before you? Is my plan not already in process? Is it only not already laid out? Yea, my people, put your hand in mine, and I will accomplish in you what I have planned for you.
Sent me and to accomplish his work, and that is his word to us today, that our food is to do the will of him who sent us and to accomplish the gifts and the ministries and the work that he has given each one of us. And yet it's not yourself, it's not your own strength, it's not your own power that will do it. But it's the Christ who is within you. The Christ who is your hope of glory. That same Christ who was victorious on the cross and who won the victory is within you. And he shall live that life of Christ through you. And he shall live that, he shall die that death that our self needs to die. He shall do it through you. Thus saith the Lord.
Love you, and I see the flaws and imperfections in you, and yet I still love you, and I deal with you patiently and lovingly. And yea, this is how I want you to deal with each other, that when you see the flaws and imperfections in your brother, you love them the way I have loved you.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Yea, my children, I hear the cries of your heart. Yea, and I hear the cries of your weaknesses, and I hear the cries, my children, that you sometimes feel like a failure and that you can't go on. And I say unto you, my children, take your eyes off of your weaknesses. Take your eyes off of your backslidings. Take your eyes off of the things that so do easily discourage you, and place your eyes on the Lord thy God. I say unto you, my children, I have prayed over you. I have given you gifts. I have taken you into the realm of the Spirit. And I say unto you, my children, that is where your help lies. That is where your eyes need to be. That is where your heart needs to be, my children. For you cannot overcome the flesh of yourself, but yea, my Holy Spirit can overcome your flesh. So I say unto you, my children, let the Lord thy God deal with your flesh. Amen. Let your weaknesses and your sins be my responsibility. And I say unto you, I would have you rise in the responsibility of the Spirit. I would have you pay attention to the gifts that I have given you. I would have you stir them up. I would have you read my word. I would have you go away and lock yourself away in the closet and talk to the Lord thy God. I would have you look at me, my children, and not on yourselves. For I say unto you, I have taken care of you. It is done. Yea, my children, believe and walk with the Lord thy God.
You may be seated. There's a prayer need that's weighing heavily on our hearts this morning, and I'd like Wayne to come and share that with us, and maybe there are other needs that we all should be praying for together this morning.
Once again, God is leading us in a very unique way. We might say it's a way we've never gone before. This is a time for specialists in the realm of the Spirit. This is a time for, I often think of general practitioners in the hospital. They do a wonderful job, and we see them from time to time. Hopefully less is better. But if you're going to have a heart surgery, then you're going to want somebody that's kind of done it before. Somebody has learned something about it, and someone that is a specialist in that field. And this morning, we're so blessed that the Holy Spirit is moving. We've heard the Lord speak through prophecy this morning. God is speaking to us. He's telling us. There's a land to be taken, and we will possess the land. We're going to possess the land. But there's foes to be defeated. And I'm going to encourage those that have intercession on their mind, prayer warriors, people that can grab the horns of the altar, in a sense, and really connect with God. There's some tremendous needs here. This is from Sonia Gabrook. Good morning. This was an email this morning, and it's a bit of a thread. David is still in the hospital. It looks like the same bacteria that affected him before. He continues to receive antibiotics through the PICC line, as well as blood or platelets as needed. He is still dealing with fatigue and sleeping lots, so visiting is limited. If you fail to send an email or a text, I can read it to him and respond accordingly. Your continued prayers are appreciated. Love, Sonia. And then there's another one. It says, I have just received this update regarding our brother David. I have responded with a personal message to him. There was one. Sorry, this is the one I was going to read. Good morning. There is a little bit of an update about David that I have shared with the local church. I will add that he doesn't seem to be responding as quickly to the antibiotics this time. It's hard to be hopeful. It's a serious matter before the Lord. And our brother Vic Levson is here as well. Not sure if he's here in this service this morning. There he is. The great physician, we need the help of the great physician this morning. We could leave this for another time. You know, someday God will move, but why not today? Amen. Why not today? God is the I Am. He's the now. He's the present help in time of need. And so, just like we've had prophecy go around and the mics, we appreciate the young fellows that are so prompt on the mic. And this guy, he's speeding to the guy, to the people that are beginning to minister. And so we thank you for that. This morning, if we could pray for this need for our brother Victor, I would appreciate that. And Sonia would appreciate it. And David would appreciate it. And the traveling elders would appreciate it. The traveling deacons would appreciate it. The body, we need the body full and complete, don't we? Amen. Let's stand and let's have, if the Lord lays a burden of prayer upon your heart, would appreciate if you would just come boldly. Amen? Come boldly. He is a living God. He is not dead. He is not in the grave. He is not in the tomb. The stone has been rolled away. The tomb is empty. He is alive. Glory to God. And He's on the right hand of God right now, interceding for us. He wants us to be whole. By His stripes, we are healed. His work is complete. He has paid the full price. We're going to partake of communion in a short while. And the debt. We sang that song this morning. He paid a debt we couldn't pay. We are in debt. We owe. But He paid the debt He didn't owe. Oh, praise God for Jesus, that He sent Jesus to die on the cross of Calvary that we might live. His payment is complete. His payment is complete, saints of God. Let us learn how to enter into it this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Just let the Spirit of God move on your heart.
Impossible, dear Lord, and we claim that, dear Lord, for David and for Victor, dear Lord. Help us not to look with our natural eyes. Help us not to be discouraged, dear Lord, for You are working, dear Heavenly Father, and we pray, dear Lord, that You would continue that work. We pray that You would just combat the infection that is going in David's body, dear Lord. We pray that You would make every single cell in his body work the way that You have planned it to work, dear Lord. Just set it to right, dear Heavenly Father, and we pray the same for Victor, dear Lord. We just pray that You would take those cells, those blood cells, dear Lord, and we pray that they would be returned to their natural function, dear Heavenly Father. Return strength, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank You for the work that You are doing and that You have done. And we pray, dear Lord, that You would bring hope where there is no hope, dear Lord. Dear Lord, just restore that hope, dear Lord. Renew, where we know, dear Lord, that it is only through You and through faith in You, dear Heavenly Father, we claim the healing.
Amen. 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 When someone else begins to pray, let us all lift our hands to the Lord. When we read in the Word, when the hands were lifted up, the enemy had to go backwards. And when the arms went down, the enemy came forward. And for some reason or another, the Lord seems to appreciate the lifting up of hands. A surrender, we want to surrender ourselves to the Lord. And we want to have the Lord take the victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, this morning we come to you as one body. Father, you said that it is great for brethren to dwell together in unity. And we stand as one, saying unto you as a centurion soldier, that he came to you and he said that I have need, for one of mine is ill. But he said, you don't need to come. You just have to say the word.
Yes, Lord.
And my servant will be healed. Lord, as our brother David lies in that bed, just say the word. Amen. Just say the word that the servant of yours that has so faithfully served, Father, may he be healed. That you would be given all honor and glory, that he might continue the work that he's done for you.
Amen.
And yea, for our brother Victor, Lord, just say the word. Yea, that cancer that dwells within him be ridden from him, O Lord. Oh, just say the word. Oh, just say the word. May we stand unified as one body, that the faith that dwells within this building at this very hour be the faith that is required to be said, by thy faith you are healed this day. And we stand for these two and others that are about us this day. Oh, that they may be healed, that your work may continue as you have ordained it to be, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My Father, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Need your touch. Lord, first of all, I just give myself to you afresh. If there's any hindrance in my life to prayer, that you will just, as I've given it already to you, but I claim victory there for me. And I pray for these that I know. I have a niece and others, Lord, that need a healing touch. And for these two brethren, I would pray too that that will be accomplished, and we'll hear the good news that they have been touched, Lord, by Thee. We know that there's nothing too hard for You. And Lord, so we just commit these to You, as I commit myself to You afresh in Jesus' precious name. Thank You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise You, Jesus.
Lord, dear loving Heavenly Father, we lift You on high. We praise Your name. You are a great and awesome God, and we love You. And we just give You the glory for all of the things that You have done for us. That You are a God that hears and answers prayer, and that we can come to You in confidence, bringing our requests, making it known to You, and knowing that You will hear and answer. And Lord, we are claiming Your promises. For Your promises are yea and amen. And that means yes and done. And Lord, those promises say that where two or more are gathered in Your name, there You are in the midst. And that when we ask for something in Jesus' name, You've said that You will do it. And Lord, we are asking largely. We are coming as a group to You. And we are asking on behalf of our brothers, Victor and David. You know them. You know that what is going on in their bodies.
Hallelujah.
is so simple for you.
Yes, amen.
It is like one little thing that you put your finger on,
amen.
And it's done.
Amen.
And Lord,
hallelujah.
We are asking this in faith. You've said that if we have the faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, that we will say to this mountain, be moved, and it will be moved. And this is a mountain that we are asking for you to move.
Amen.
We ask this in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord.
The great physician is the one we are pleading to this day. We know there's nothing too hard for you. We look to you, the great shepherd, the almighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Comforter. We call on you today. We also want to slay the enemy, crush the enemy with all the might,
step on
with any sword that we have. This is not just a dream or a wish. This is a demand that you leave David and Victor and all those who have this great need. Oh, my God, we pray from the depths of our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
We love each of them so much. How can you love them more? But we know that you do.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, my Lord. We bend our knee.
Hallelujah.
Along with their family. We bend our knee with Tim, Marianne, and Sarah, and Becky. We also bend our knee with Angela, and Ian, and Pam, and Sonia, of course. Dear Lord, hear our prayer and our cry today. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, that it's that your way is a simple way, that even a child can ask and can understand. And you said that you forgive. You said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, David said. And he said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and who healeth all thy diseases. So we just ask, Lord, as a child, that you would heal. Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask that you would heal these ones. David and Victor and Joanne and my mom and the many that are on our hearts too, but especially these ones. In Jesus' name, we ask. Amen.
For little tiny things, a little cut or a little ache or a little pain, and you have healed it, Lord. And Lord, these things that David and Victor are facing, they're no bigger to you than a little cut or a little pain. It's all the same to you, Lord. And so we just ask that you would hear and answer our prayer. And Lord, we pray that it would all be to your honor and glory, Lord. And that when they are healed, that many people would see and many people would believe on you, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Agreement, Father,
on these things, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Father, we look for life for these brothers.
Yes, Lord.
And for all those who are suffering, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you know that our frames are but dust.
Hallelujah.
But you created us, Father. And you said if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in us, it will quicken our mortal bodies. Oh, Father, let that same Spirit dwell in our brothers and our sisters who need a touch from Thee this day, who need life this day, Father. Yea, Lord, we ask largely of Thee, Lord, that our joy might be complete in Thee, Father. For there can be no other greater joy than if you would add more life unto these people, Father, that they might live out their years on this earth, Father. We need them, Lord. We need one another, Father. And Lord, we cry unto Thee, Father, for life and that life more abundant for each and every one, Father. And we will give you the praise and the glory and honor. For you are the life, the resurrection and the life,
yes,
Father.
Lord,
blessed art thou. Blessed art thou. Great and wonderful are you, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name. And we are not unaware of times where if you did not move your hand, that all would be lost. And this is another situation like that, O Lord. Even with Job, and when the enemy came to test him, Lord, you said the parameters of how far he was allowed to go. Lord, you give the parameters today as well, this far and no farther. Lord, we remember our brother David and the prophecies that went over him in our presence. Oh, Lord, we all have heard him, the work you have for him to do. And, Lord, can you not fulfill your word that this man would fulfill the office that you have given him? Lord, let the enemy be defeated. Lord, let this thing depart from him. This, Lord, is not complicated. Lord, when my little wee Mark was a small boy and he had his shot and I brought him home and he was feverish, he had this big lump on his leg and I cried out to you, this was my little son and he was not feeling good and he was uncomfortable and crying and I cried to you and the fever went away and that lump disappeared. Oh Lord, let that thing disappear from our brother Victor, from our brother David. Lord, even as we say these are our brothers and we love them, O Lord, let that thing be departed, O Lord. You have assured us of your great power and authority.
Amen. Yes, amen, amen.
Our body is hurting and is your body, and we know you do not. You do not wish for us to have these wounds, Lord. And we have members of our body, and what would we be without them? Where would we be? Where would we be without your servant, Victor? And what he has done, how he has led, how faithful he has been, how his countenance is so cheerful, how a person cannot walk away from Victor without a smile and cheer in your heart, and what he has done for others, how he has served your body, Lord. And Dave, what he is to the young people, his ministry to the young people is so great. They miss him, Lord. They miss him here, leading him, guiding them, cheering them, lifting them, encouraging him. Let the youth, take it upon their heart to lift him each day, because we are a body and he is a body and they are a body and they need him. We may be carnal, Lord. We may lack in faith, but not today, Lord, not today. We come to you and we are bursting with faith, Lord. We know you want your body healed. We believe, Lord. We say we believe. We bring them to you and we believe. We know we need them and we know you want them. We believe, Lord, we believe.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful.
Life is in the blood. And Father, these Amen. Men need your life. And so I ask in Jesus' name that the blood transfusion begins. Let your blood flow to them, Jesus. Let the life of Christ flow to them even now. We believe, Lord. Let your life flow in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
You have said that there are many weak and sickly among you because you do not discern the Lord's body. And Amen. Lord, we just ask you that you would help us to discern the Lord's body.
That's right.
To Amen. Really search our own hearts. And
yes.
see if there is anything in us that is hindering your
yes,
power.
Lord.
We know you are a God who heals. And we just ask you humbly to please help us. Remove the hindrances. Remove the blockages.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Ourselves, but you paid the price on Calvary's cross. Lord, the faults that I see in myself I can't remove, but you have paid for them.
Hallelujah.
You removed them at Calvary, and I thank you. Lord, may we truly believe for each need. We're believing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we know that there are times when we have listened to a doctor's diagnosis and we have become discouraged. Father, we have not looked to you immediately. Somehow we have been dragged down by the worldly system. But Father, help us and forgive us. Father, we know that you are able. You are well able.
Yes, amen.
And Father, we think of the needs within these, the amen. Bodies of these amen. Two men.
Amen.
And Father, you are able. You are so able. Father, help us to believe. Father, we can believe when we've lost our keys that if we pray, you will help us find them.
Yes, amen.
And Father, we've all experienced that. This day, Father, let faith rise up within our hearts. Father, let us believe your word, your holy word from the mouth of God. For we know you are able, Lord.
Praise God. Yes, amen, Lord. Amen, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Forgive us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
One of these keys is prayer. And you said whatever is bound on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever is loose on earth will be loose in heaven. So we ask that you would just bind sickness today in the name of Jesus. And loose healing and health in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would bind discouragement and loose encouragement and hope. Lord, I pray that
Amen.
Just as Jesus sent the demons into the pigs and they went over the edge and didn't bother the man anymore, I just pray that somehow you could just send cancer over the edge. Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Just tell it to go.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, and just send it over the edge. And it won't bother these ones anymore. In the name of Jesus, we know that your Father heart is the one who leaves the 99 to go and seek the one. And I just feel like you're saying that you love us so much, you would leave the 99 well people to go and heal and seek and save that one person that's sick. And so we just ask in the name of Jesus, just go to them.
Jesus' name.
With your Father love, that are sick and need your touch. And in the name of Jesus, we just want to speak to Uncle Vic's spleen and say, be well.
Yes.
Be healed. Be at peace. In the name of Jesus, align yourself with the Lord and with creation that is under His control. And we say to Dave's blood, be at peace and align yourself with the God of creation and with the peace in this universe that God has created. And we speak that in the name of Jesus, not because we are anything, but just because we are your children that can say Abba. We say Daddy.
Amen.
Say Daddy, these are our brothers. And you love them. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I can testify to your goodness and your mercy and your healing power. And we know that the body prayed for us in our time of need. And we know that you heard their prayers, Lord.
Amen.
And today as a body we stand here and we pray for David and for Victor. Lord, we long for them to stand amongst us and to be able to testify to your healing power, Lord, and for it to be a testimony, Lord, where no one can doubt that it was you, that it was your touch, that you brought about every circumstance, Lord, that led to them being here with us. Lord, we just pray you touch their bodies now.
Yes.
Touch their bodies now, Lord.
Go thou forth. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Go thou forth. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we just lift up these brothers to you right now, Father, in your precious Son's name, Jesus Christ. Lord, you say not one tear falls that you don't know about, Father. And I hear these people pouring out their tears to you right now, Father, for healing for these two brothers. Father, we just ask you to wash them clean of these infections and this cancer. We rebuke these cancer and this infection in these brothers, Father. Lord, we lift them up to you, Father. Your will be done, not ours, but yours, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Amen.
We know that these trials are here to refine us and to build our faith, which is worth much more than gold. And we ask largely that as we pray and seek you and intercede, that you would change us, that when this trial is over, that we would see change in the body because of these soldiers and their suffering. We know that suffering of righteous men does not go without purpose. As you, Jesus, showed us and was a perfect example, we pray for strength and faith in these brothers' minds and souls, and that you would do more than we can imagine more than we know, because you are so good and sovereign, and we just want to trust you more and more, that you would just change what needs to be changed. Amen.
Well, if we've had an agenda, the Lord just got rid of it. Even the next step. I thank you for whoever started this song, There's Power in the Blood, because that's exactly the next step in this service. We are wanting to partake of the communion, and we want to somehow this morning, and somebody in the service mentioned that about a blood transfusion. And I had that in my mind this morning. I had this in mind thinking, you know, the life is in the blood. You know, and all of this has already been mentioned in this service here. The life is in the blood. And in the Old Testament, it was forbidden that they would drink the blood. It was absolutely forbidden. In many places you'll find in the Old Testament where that was a no-no. For the life is in the blood. But Jesus, he breaks tradition. He says, unless you drink my blood, you have no life in you. Unless you eat my flesh, you have no life in you. Isn't it wonderful that this morning we're able to partake of something tangible? You know, maybe if our faith is weak, here's a tangible item that we're going to participate in. The hands are going to get laid on it. There's going to be an impartation of life. And we'll partake of life. The cup will be blessed. And we'll partake of a blessed cup. This is such a wonderful, communion is such a wonderful vision of what God is doing. You know, somebody, where there's going to be wine in a cup this morning. And there was grapes that were picked. Somebody picked grapes one at a time. Hand-picked. You've been hand-picked. One grape at a time. And then it goes through a process. Anybody going through a process? And each grape, you couldn't find a separated grape in that wine. Impossible. Because it's given up its identity and it becomes one. When God is talking to us in communion, He's talking about oneness. He's talking that they all may be one. You know, and, you know, God has just spoken to us so tremendously this morning, you know, about discerning the Lord's body and many, many things that the Lord has spoken to us about. Anyway, the brothers that are going to come and do the communion may have some things to share on this. Let us just reverently, let us just be willing to give up our own life that we may take His life. Even this morning, I believe God is doing a tremendous work among us. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you all for praying. Brother Dan, I would like to just express that I would like to gather all the prayers that have been prayed here this morning, and add Dan to that list of the Lord just doing that work in his life and in all of our lives. May the Lord bless you.
If we could have four deacons, please. as we partake this morning. So many scriptures point to unity. And what's been heavy on my heart, and I see in my own heart, is I need to set aside how I feel about somebody. I need to see them as a member of the body of Christ, no matter who it is. We're talking about the body of Christ, not the Church of Global Missions, or the Church at Victoria, or the Church at Vancouver. Anyone that has accepted Jesus in their heart is a member of the body of Christ. He has imparted to them His Spirit, a measure of Himself. If you have accepted Jesus, you have that portion within you, and it is different than that portion that is within me, or within John, or even within Nat. I need that portion in you. Amen. And I have to clear my windshield. I have to turn on the wipers and get rid of the sludge. Maybe there's a little sludge there as I see you. And I have to say, Lord, help me not see them after the flesh. Amen. Remove from me that wicked thing that is in my heart, and let me see you. And until that time, we'll be held up a little bit. It doesn't have to be way in the future. It can be right now. They say to examine our hearts. And maybe the Lord this morning is showing us that we should examine our hearts as to how we see each other. And it's okay to have a little sludge on your windshield, a few bug spatters, because you've driven a long way. You may have some spatters there. You didn't clean your car for maybe 30 years. I don't know, 40 years. Whoops. Should have cleaned that a long time ago. It's okay. That's why Jesus came, so that He could take and give you a fresh windshield. Hallelujah. He is so good to us. So this morning, as we take a moment just to consider what's in our hearts, just bring that before the Lord and honestly say, Lord, I can't do anything about this, but I need your wipers to clean it away. And you know something? He'll do that. He'll do that so gently with you. And you'll see your brother and your sister, and you'll see the need instead of the problem. It can become as somebody already said, a stepping stone instead of a stumbling block. And we'll begin to see life flow in the body of Christ like we've never seen it before. I can prophesy that to you this morning. And so, you know, let's not put ourselves on a level above somebody or below somebody. Let's just see them as that member of the body of Christ that they are. And to ask the Lord for help with anything that gets in the way. And He'll remove the bug spatters, and, you know, He's really fast too. And sometimes He'll make you work on it because He wants you to be involved in the process. Yeah. He might make you get out of the car and clean a part of it. That's okay too. Get involved. That's what we're talking about with unity. So let's just take a moment to consider our hearts and the things that are in our hearts and just bring them before the Lord and ask Him for that help that we need. Amen. If you're a member of the body of Christ, which I believe most of us here are, and have accepted the Lord, you're able to partake of this Holy Communion. It's a provision that He has made for us. It washes away the sin. It gives us the strength to press on. So as we pray for it, just consider those things and look to the Lord for His grace. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning for the body of Christ. We thank You, Lord, that Lord, You were broken that we might come together, Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, as each of us partakes this morning, that we'll look to You, we'll look to the work that You've done and to the work that You're doing to bring us together. We'll submit everything unto You, Lord. You know the concerns of the human heart, but You're bringing us to a place of complete faith in You. And as we partake this morning, we submit and we remember You this morning, and we commit, Lord, to the body of Christ, to Your plan and purpose for each of us. Just enliven us, Lord. Let, as we partake of this living bread, let it bring sight that we have never had before, and confidence that we've never had before, and strength that we've never had before in You, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Bless each one. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Let's partake together in unity. Father, we pray you would add your blessing to this cup. Lord, that you would set us free. Free to worship you and to serve you with all of our hearts, Lord. Bless this wine, Lord, with your the provision you have for us for today. And Lord, help us to give you the glory for the things you're about to do in the earth, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Daryl, do you have... Oh, I shouldn't say just Daryl. Are there announcements?
So, just a quick report on yesterday. Things went very, very well. The worst tragedy was a scratch on someone's finger. So, and I saw people really enjoying themselves. And I saw people working as a team.